Hi there. Welcome to Brahm Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it, but songs also do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God as well. And here at Brahm Ministries, we are blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best music producers, and one of the best singers all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy. And her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. So the next several lessons, we're going to hear the truth of the Word of God communicated by June in song. Today's song is Walk in the Light. The passage today's song is taken from is in the first letter of John, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, which reads this way. This is the message we have heard directly from the Lord Jesus Christ and announced to you. That God the Father is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:6. If we say we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet walk in the darkness as unbelievers, we lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as God the Father is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, as unbelievers might, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, as believers do, God the Father is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:10, and if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. The Apostle John, who was an eyewitness to the Lord's crucifixion and resurrection, is correcting a congregation that has been confused by false teachers. He is making it clear to them that as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are saved. How often have you doubted your salvation because of false teachers and false teaching, the teaching of liars? Well, let's listen to June Murphy explain the issues of salvation in a song called Walk in the Light.
To walk in the light as he is in the light, you must be born again. As believers in Christ, we are children of God, and in fellowship we are with him. He has cleansed us from all of our unrighteousness. The word says this is true. We are his royal priests, blameless in Christ. Yes, we have been made new. Although we try our best to, won't live a sinless life, but we're always in his presence, can't ever leave his light. The Father, Son, and Spirit will always have our backs. We are filled with the Spirit, ever filled with the Spirit, and his power to say that we have no sin, to say we'll never sin again. We say that our God lies. But we can choose not to sin, though tempted time and again. By amazing grace we realize unbelievers can't see. In the dark they will be their children. But they can choose to believe that in the light they will see. They'll see life through God's eyes. To know God is light, the light is perfect and right, and he has chosen me to walk in the light as he is in the light, so Christ can live through me. To know I'm dead to sin, consider this within as absolutely true. and yield to the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in life anew, to walk in the light as He is in the light. We know He forgave our sins, and with God it's always light. We walk in the light.
The Lord Jesus Christ made a hearty promise in John chapter 8. Oh, it's not on. I turned it off, that's why.
The Lord Jesus Christ made a hearty promise in John chapter 8, verse 12. He said, Jesus spoke to the scribes and the Pharisees, saying, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, am the light of the world. And he who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, describes the believer in Christ. He says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Unbelievers are in the dark. Believers in Christ are in union with the light. That's why the L is a capital L in 1 John. So what is your choice in this life? Will you choose to walk in the light by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ? Or will you choose to walk in the darkness? The choice is truly yours. Well, we enjoy evangelizing to you in song. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. So thank you, June, for enlightening us with your songs. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching or listening who doesn't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the God, the one and only God, the Savior of the universe, the person who is the light. John chapter 3, verse 36 says this, He who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life right at that moment, the resurrection life. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, the Apostle John says, These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23. Verses 42 and 43 say this, And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Don't wait. No. Make the best decision of your life right now. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't ever regret walking in the light. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at BarahMinistries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H Ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music on our website. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.